Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for today, going to be clouds and sun. We do have a chance for an afternoon thunderstorm at a high of about 87. For today in Kenosha, right now we start things out at 63 degrees, 58 in Burlington, 68 in Milwaukee, Racine partly cloudy, 67. It's a kind of a fishing story that'll be getting a lot more play than just between anglers, as 6-year-old Jace Hack of Bristol wins Racine's Salmonorama with the biggest fish caught during the tournament. His 25.58-pound lake trout documented not long before the end of the contest, and it turned out to be a $20,000 winner. Jeff Hack, the boy's father, was with him, says all he did was just get the net under it. Otherwise, Milwaukee's Tim Cox had the biggest fish at just over 23 pounds. They came from all over the country and a few different parts of the world to compete in the Racine Ironman 70.3 Triathlon to and from the focal point of North Beach. Some for the first time, others with a few of these competitions under their belts.
First place overall for the female pros. She took the lead on the bike, held it all the way through the run. With a time of 4:12:18, 6-time Ironman champ Heather Wirtel. Our male pros. Our defending champion, Lionel Sanders.
Canadians Wirtel and Sanders may have been the headliners at the end of the day, but there were many individual stories of accomplishments with all those who did the 1.2-mile swim, 56-mile bike ride, and 13.1-mile run. Sanders and Wirtel, by the way, each getting $10,000 in prize money for winning the Racine Ironman 70.3 Triathlon. He's part of Major League Baseball trivia lore. First batter in World Series history, 1902 National League batting champion, 4-time National League hits leader, and now Clarence Ginger Beaumont has a monument in his honor at the field named for him in the city of Burlington. On hand for the ceremony, 82-year-old Jean Cognato, his granddaughter, along with one of Beaumont's great-grandchildren.
I'm so glad to see all of you here, and we are so glad to be here. This committee has worked so hard to pull this all together and get us out here. We have children for the both coasts. We couldn't have done it without them.
Dennis Bush with the Society of American Baseball Research, which donated toward the monument, said that Ginger Beaumont was actually one of Wisconsin's best ball players.
He's got the second highest batting average of any ball player who's was born in Wisconsin. Some guy named Harvey Keene is the only one who has more hits. He was considered Rob Nyer, when he put together his all teams for every team out there, has him as the number two center fielder for the Pittsburgh Pirates all time, over several guys who are in the Hall of Fame.
Ginger Beaumont died in 1956. He played for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Boston Braves, and Chicago Cubs, the latter being his appearance in the 1910 World Series. Efforts also continue to try to get Ginger Beaumont into baseball's Hall of Fame in Cooperstown. Fire Sunday in Racine did an estimated $38,000 damage to a home at 2032 West Lawn Avenue. Nobody there at the time, according to a news release. A neighbor calling about smoke from the back of that single-family structure. Crews got the fire under control, contained it toward the center of the home's interior. How it began, that's still under investigation. The Red Cross contacted about offering help with temporary housing to the occupants. It's EAA Air Venture this week in Oshkosh, and with that, Aviation Week in the state. Tom DeWinter with the DOT's Bureau of Aeronautics says it's a real chance to educate people about air travel and the important rules in the state transportation system.
Aviation goes beyond passenger and recreational flights, and many Wisconsin businesses rely on air travel to ship and receive goods and services as well as transporting people. So overall, it's a major contributor to the state's economy.
About $7 billion in annual economic activity. EAA Air Venture, by the way, running through next Sunday. And Aspen Foods is recalling about 2 million pounds of chicken. It says it could be contaminated with salmonella. Company provides products to many grocery chains in the upper Midwest. USDA says some of the product has been shipped nationwide, prompting that recall notice. Waukesha County Sheriff's Department trying to figure out if vandalism at two schools last week is connected. An estimated $50,000 damage done at Wales Elementary School in Dousman. Another vandalism incident under investigation at Kettle Moraine Middle School a few days later. A West Milwaukee police officer is on suspension for shooting and wounding a carjacking suspect yesterday afternoon. According to the police chief, the officer was going to the latest in a string of what authorities are calling bump-and-run carjackings. Suspect spotted behind a pizza restaurant, a second suspect also arrested. One of the Racine County Sheriff's Department's outstanding homicide cases goes back 16 years and is simply known as Jane Doe, a young woman whose body was found on the edge of a cornfield. And coming on 2 years after she was exhumed for further testing, a reinterment will be taking place tomorrow. While all cases are important, investigator Tracy Hinz at a previous news conference said this one has special significance.
She will always be something that I will drive to identify. And I can't imagine, I would hope that if this happened to my child, that someone would have that same drive to find out who they are. And I'll continue to do that until we do identify her.
Any information to help solve the Jane Doe case should go to Racine County Sheriff's Investigator Tracy Hinz. Her phone number, 262-636-3190. You can send an email to Tracy, that's TRACY.Hinz, HINTZ, at goracine.org, or you can Facebook at Jane Doe Racine County, Wisconsin. Legislation being worked on at the state capitol in Madison would increase the penalties for anybody who makes threats on public places. State Representative Ed Brooks of Reedsburg is drafting that measure.
Any threat of terrorism, whether it be a bomb or some kind of, of anthrax, something like that, a toxic substance, those sorts of things would be all considered.
The bill is especially inspired by an incident in the Republican lawmaker's district where a 21-year-old man posted on Facebook he was going to shoot at an elementary school. Brooks said it led to chaos and anxiety for several days, even though the threat was unfounded. Governor Walker is going to be participating in the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation's board meeting this morning in Oshkosh. He'll also be signing some bills into law, one of them the 20-week abortion measure. Another is the funding plan for the new downtown Milwaukee Bucks arena. Then coming up this afternoon, the governor is going to be attending EAA Air Venture at Whitman Field in Oshkosh. Meanwhile, the governor over the weekend was in Iowa, and he wrapped up that three-day swing last night. He was actually confronted by an immigrant family challenging his views on deportation policies. The governor also didn't know whether being gay is a choice in reference to comments made earlier in reference to the Boy Scouts.
For me, the reason why I didn't have a problem with it is I just think it pulls scouting into a whole larger political or cultural debate, as opposed to just saying scouting is about camping and citizenship and merit badges and service awards, instead of pulling all these other issues out there.
Governor Walker was an Eagle Scout, initially reacted to the ban by saying it protects children and aligns with the values of scouting. And gasoline prices in Wisconsin down slightly to begin the week, according to the latest survey of stations by AAA. The Auto Club putting the average at $2.71, which is down 4 cents from last week, down 8 cents from a month ago. Lowest prices in the Madison area, $2.59. Eau Claire with the highest prices at about $2.79. The average price around the entire state, 4 cents lower than the national figure of $2.75 a gallon. WRJN.com. Throughout the day, your source for our local news. Go to our webpage, find the local news section. I'm Tom Carco, AM 1400, WRJN News.